Torah Nun Aleph from the beginning. This shir was actually given by Rabbeinu Zal on Shavuos, on the first night of Shavuos, which was an exception to the norm. Usually, whenever there was a holiday, Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, Rabbeinu Zal would speak after the first day of the holiday was over, between the late afternoon and the night of the second night of Yontif. That year, Shavuos, Rabbeinu Zal spoke twice. He gave two elaborate shiurim, and Rav Nosson Zal was not there for that holiday. Rabbeinu Zal had sent him home. He had arrived shortly before Shavuos, and Rabbeinu Zal understood that if he were to stay for the Chag, it could chas v'shalom destroy his shalom bayis permanently. So Rabbeinu Zal told him to go home, which he did. But right after Shavuos, Rav Nosson Zal came back in order to write down this Torah and the other Torah that Rabbeinu Zal said that year. This Torah is based on a famous Gemara in Chagiga, where the Gemara says that there were four great rabbis, Rabbi Akiva, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, and Acher, Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, who were on so high a level that using a name of Hashem, they went above the physical world to a very high level of connecting to Hashem. Three of them were harmed in the process on different levels. Only Rabbi Akiva came out unscathed, perfect, improved. And here the Gemara says that Omar Rabbi Akiva, Kishaatem Magiim La'avne Shayish Toher. When you reach a place where you'll see marble stones that are clear, perfectly clear, Al Toimru Mayim Mayim. Don't say that this is water, water. It's not water, it's these marble stones. Shenemar, as there's a pasuk which says, Doiver Shkorim Lo Yikoin Leneged Einai. A person who lies, who speaks falsely, cannot be sustained before my eyes, Hashem says. I can't have him in front of me. In this Torah, Rabbeinu Zal is going to emphasize the incredible importance of being honest, telling the truth and not lying. Ki Hasheker Mazik Lo Einayim Begashmius Avaruchnius. Falsehood is harmful to the eyes, both physically and spiritually. Bebechinas, as we find a pasuk in Yeshaya, where it says, Umesakrois Einayim. That pasuk is speaking about women who were behaving improperly at the time. And they would walk in the streets and they would look around, scanning, looking to see who's a good candidate that they could commit a sin with. The term Mesakrois Einayim is used there. Sakranut means, that's with a samach, means curious. Here Rabbeinu Zal makes a play on the word Mesakrois, that we know that a sin and a shin are interchangeable sometimes in Hebrew. So Rabbeinu Zal is using this pasuk to show that there's a possibility for the eyes to tell the truth, and there's a possibility for the eyes to deceive a person, to fool a person. Person thinks they're seeing A and they're really seeing B. Ki kishehoinayim kehois, because when a person's eyes are weak, heimishakrim, they lie to the person, meaning she'enom maren hadovar kemoishehu. They don't show the person an accurate picture. Kigoin al dover godol marishu koton. For example, something that's really large, if the person's eyes are weak, it could make it appear as if it's small. And the opposite. Or val echod shushnaim. Sometimes a person will see one thing and it'll appear as if it's two. The person sees double. Hefech mino emes. The opposite of the truth. And now Rabbeinu Zal starts explaining. Ki ho'einayim nasu kehois min hadmois. A person's eyes become weakened through tears from crying. Kemaymar chachomeinu Zal, as the Gemara says on the pasuk, v'shavu he'ovim achar hageshem, that the clouds come back after a rain. The Gemara says, Ze horus shehoi lechachar habechi. Rain is similar to crying, and just like sometimes after a rain, the clouds come back, which block the light, so too when a person cries, some of their vision leaves in the tears. Udmois hemi moisre hamorashchira, and tears come from an excess of sadness, depression. Shehateva doicha oisam lachutz derech oinayim, whereby the nature of the body is such that it expels this depression via the eyes. It comes out in the form of a person crying, chas v'shalom. The hamora shchoira hi shoyeves me'achiras adomim. And this depression, this sadness, stems from blood that's spoiled, that's polluted. The term mora shchoira is used in Sfarim to refer to depression, sadness. The mora, the term mora, also refers to the gall in a person. And the gall draws from blood, red blood, that's damaged, that's spoiled. We know that in the body, there's a concept of the red blood cells becoming damaged, and then they're sent to certain places in the body where they're processed. And now Rabbeinu Zal continues, Va'achiras hadamim hu al yidei ha-sheker. And this spoilage of the blood is the result of falsehood, lying. Ki yefsher, I'm sorry, it's the result of, and also it shows that the person is involved in sheker, in falsehood. Ki yefsher ledaber sheker ad sheya'aker es domov. Because it's impossible for a person to speak falsely, to lie, until there's been some pollution in the person's blood. The emes ef shaladaber kim kishem ezakech mikoidem esadomim. And it's impossible for a person to really be completely honest and speak the truth unless the person has first purified their blood. And we'll see exactly what this means. Ki ikar hadibur hu hanefesh. Because the essence of speech is the soul. Speech is an expression of the soul. Kemo ish kosuv, as the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, nafshi yotzo bedabroi. My soul comes forth in my speech. V'hanefesh hu hadam. And we know that the soul, which is the life force of a person, is associated with the blood. Kemoy shekosov, as it says clearly in the Torah, that a Jew is not allowed to eat the blood of an animal, ki hadom hu hanefesh, because the blood is the soul, the life force. We're not allowed to eat human blood either. Nimtza, ki she'oimer sheker. Therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, when a person lies, yeshloi achiras hadamim, it implies that the person has this polluted, spoiled blood inside. Umize bo hamora shchoira, and that results in depression, sadness. Umimoisre hamora shchoira nishavu admois, and from an excess of this depression, this results in tears, crying. Valideze hoinaim kehois. And that causes the person's vision to become dimmed, weakened. Veze bechinas. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, this is what's meant in the pasuk. There's a pasuk in Iov where it says, Hakoitvim maluach alei siach. They cut maluach alei siach from certain shrubs. Rabbeinu Zal uses this pasuk to make the connection between tears, which are salty, maluach, and siach, a person's speech. Maluach zebechinas dmois. Maluach represents the tears, shehem mayim maluchin, which are these salty waters. Shebo al yedei sicha, which comes from speaking. What kind of speaking? Speaking falsely, lying. Veze bechinas al toimru mayim mayim, and this is what's meant when Rabbi Akiva said to the other rabbis, don't say water, water. Shehu azhara al hasheker, he was warning them not to be deceived, not to think they're seeing water when it's really not water. Shesiem shom, because Rabbi Akiva concludes there with the pasuk shenemar doiver shkorim loikon lenegdenai, because there's a pasuk that says that one who lies cannot be in front of my eyes. Now Rabbeinu Zal says mayim mayim, water water, heim bechina sheker, represents lying. Shehu bechinas demois, which we said is associated with tears. Sheheim mayim meluchim, which are salty waters. Rabbeinu Zal explains ki hashoise mayim marvet simoinoi, because normally when a person drinks water, it quenches the person's thirst. Ach hashoise mayim meluchim, whereas when a person drinks salt water, loy dai she'enoi marvet simoinoi, not only will it not quench his thirst, elo shemoisif tzimoin al tzimoinoi, but rather it makes him more thirsty, ad shetzorech lishtois mayim acherim lechaboy tzimoinoi, to the point where as a result of drinking this water that's salty, now he has to drink additional water to try to eliminate the thirst. V'alkein nikro hasheker mayim mayim. And this is why falsehood is symbolized in this Gemara by the words mayim mayim, water water, meaning a type of water that makes you need additional water. V'zehu, and this is what Rabbi Akiva meant when he said al toimru mayim mayim, don't say water water, meaning don't lie, don't be deceived, don't assume that what you're seeing is what you think it is. Shenemar, because there's a pasuk that says, "Doiver shkorim lo yikon lenegedenai," that a person who speaks falsely cannot be in front of my, before my eyes. Okay, this is phase one of the Torah. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to go into an explanation of where sheker originated in the creation. The hishavus hasheker, the emergence of sheker, of falsehood, shehu hara, which is evil, shehu hatuma, which is impurity, hu machmas horichuk meyechod, it results from moving away from, becoming distant from oneness. Ki hara hu negdius. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains, evil is something that's contrary, that opposes what a person really wants. L'moshol, for instance, kol ma shehu neged retzoinoi shel odom, whatever is contrary to what a person really wants, hurrah! That person said, that's bad. If a person really wants quiet, peace and quiet, and somebody's yelling and making, that's ra. The person says, why you do it? That's terrible. Ube'echod ein shayach negdius. And when there's oneness, when there's only one, then there's no concept of contrary. Elo kuloi toiv. But rather, it's only good. We're going to see, Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain how this refers to the state of the world before creation, when there was only one, when there was only Hashem, then there was only good. And this also refers to the future, when Mashiach comes and everything will get a tikkun. V'zeh shamru chachameinu Zal, and this is why the Gemara says, Bayoim hahu yihyeh Hashem echod u'shmo yechod. That in the future, Hashem will be one, and his name will be one. And the Gemara says, what does that mean? And the Gemara explains that nowadays, there's a concept of good and bad. When something good happens, we make a certain bracha. When something that we perceive to be bad happens, we make a different bracha. But in the future, there's going to be only oneness, and therefore there'll be only the bracha for good, only HaToiv HaMeitiv. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki be'echod ein shayach ra. Because when there's one and oneness, there's no concept of evil. V'alkein, obviously referring to the oneness of Hashem and the oneness of the goodness of Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, la'osid lovoi, in the future, yikuyam, we will see the fulfillment of the pasuk, sfas emes tikoin lo'ad, that truthful speech, honest speech, will be established permanently. Ki yihye oz kuloy echod kuloy toiv. Because then in the future, we just said, there's going to be only oneness, only goodness. That's synonymous with truth. And now Rabbeinu Zal shows how. Ki emes hu echod. Because truth is also one. And Rabbeinu Zal says, what do I mean by that? Lemoshel, for example, al kli kesef, if we have a silver goblet, kishoim remolav shehu kli kesef, if we say that this is a silver goblet, hu emes, we're telling the truth. Aval kishoim remolav shehu kli zohav, but if we say this is a gold goblet, hu sheker, we're lying. Nimtza sheho emes hu echod. So therefore, the truth is one. Ki ef shaloimar emes raket shehu kli kesef lo yoser. Because if we want to tell the truth about what this is, we can only say it's a silver cup. Lo yoser, nothing more. Avla sheker. But if we want to speak falsely about this, hu harbe, we could say many things about it. We could say it's a gold goblet, it's a copper goblet, it's a tin goblet. So sheker is many, truth is one. Nimtza shehasheker hu bebechinas bikshu cheshbonos rabim. So therefore, falsehood, lying, is associated with the pasuk. They were chasing, they were seeking many intrigues. Now this is a pasuk in Koheles, which speaks about how when Hashem first created man, when Hashem first created Adam HaRishon, there was only one. And then everything was good, everything was okay. When he went ahead and created Chava, and now there were two, now that's where the trouble started. That's when the snake got involved, and the Eitz Hadas, and all the problems and all the troubles. So the beginning of that pasuk is actually, it speaks about the fact that Hashem made man one, v'heim bikshu cheshbonei rabim, and they were looking for many, they were seeking many. U'bishvil zeh, and for this is why in the Sifrei Kabbalah usually, it refers to Klal Yisrael as one. We are called Goy Echod Baretz, whereas the other nations are referred to as Bikshu Cheshbonos Rabim. They're many. We are the Emes, the true nation of Hashem, and the other nations represent Sheker, Avodah Zarah, idol worship. U'bishvil zeh, and for this reason, Lo'osid Lovoi in the future, Yizbatel Hora, the evil will be eliminated completely, V'yizbatel HaHisnagdus, and all opposition, all machlokes, will be eliminated also, V'yizbatel HaDmois, and there'll be no more tears, there'll be no more crying. K'may Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Lo Yoreyu, V'lo Yashchisu, there will be no Ra, Hainu Bitul Hora. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk that says, V'gor ze'ev im keves, v'nomer engdi yachtov, the wolf and the sheep, the leopard and the goat, will live together, yachtov, as one, haynu b'chinas bitul ha-hisnagdus, meaning again, there'll be no opposition, there'll be no fighting, no machlokes. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk that says, u'mocha Hashem alaykim dimo me'al kolponim, Hashem, haynu bitul hadmois, Hashem will erase the tears from all faces. Shehein b'china sheker kanal. We said that tears represents falsehood in this context. Ki oz yihye Hashem echod u'shmoy echod. Because the Torah tells us in the future, Hashem will be one, His name will be one, there'll be all oneness. Shehu kuloi toiv. And the one means all good. The evil will be eliminated completely. We said, lo yoreu, there'll be no ra. Only toiv. Kuloi emes. And there'll be only truth. So Rabbeinu Zal has defined emes a little bit, where it originates from, and in the future we're going to have real emes. But now we find ourselves in an olam hasheker, where there's many. I apologize, there's an announcement of a funeral. It happens to be a family member, my wife's uncle. His name was Reb Shmuel Feivelson, a Rosh Yeshiva, famous Rosh Yeshiva in Muncie, who passed away right before Shavuos. And his funeral is scheduled to take place in 3 hours in Yerushalayim. They're announcing it now. His neshama should have an aliyah. The learning should be a zchus for his neshama. His neshama should have an aliyah. And he should be a melech tov for all of Am Yisrael.
Amen.
Let's continue. Now, Rabbeinu Zal, so far he spoke about emes, sheker. He spoke about one and many. And now he's going to speak about tahara and tumah. Purity and impurity, and when did those things begin, and what's that all about? Alkain, and therefore, lo asid lofa, in the future, yizbatel hatuma, all impurity will be eliminated. Kemay shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Zechariah Novi, vesruach hatuma aavir min aretz, I will remove from the world the spirit of impurity. Ki oz ye kuloy echod, because we said in the future, there's going to be all oneness. K'moy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, mi yitein tohor mi tomei, who can turn impurity into purity? Loy echod, not one. Pirush and Rabbeinu Zal explains, she'ikar achizas hatahara v'hatuma, the whole concept of purity and impurity derives from a distancing from oneness. And now Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain this. Obviously, this Torah deals with deep concepts. With Hashem's help, we'll try to present it and digest it. In Likutei Halachos, Rabbeinu Zal shows practical applications of this. I hope that we're going to touch on one of them. There's a famous chapter in Likutei Halachos, in Yoredeya, Hilchas Ribis, Halacha Hei, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the concept of divisiveness and machlokes in Klal Yisrael, and he gives an incredible, incredible presentation showing how important it is to eliminate the machlokes in Klal Yisrael based on this chapter in Likutei Moran. Hopefully we'll try to bring some of that in when we complete the Torah. Now Rabbeinu Zal writes that when Rabbeinu Zal said the following words, the opening words of this next paragraph, he said it with very slowly and with incredible deep intensity and feeling. Ki koidem habria, because before creation, kishehoyo habria bekoyach, when the creation of the world was still in a state of potential, it was kaviyochel in Hashem's mind. Koidim Shohoitzi El Apoyel, before Hashem actualized the creation, before he actually made it happen, Hoya Kuloi Echod. There was all oneness. There was only Hashem, only oneness. The Kuloi Emes. And there was only truth. The Kuloi Toiv. And there was only good. The Kuloi Kodesh. And there was only holy. Afilu Shem Toher Loi Hoya Shayach Loimer. Even the term pure wasn't applicable at the time. Why? Ki toher ein shayach ela kashiyesh tuma. Because the term pure only applies when there's impurity. When there's a concept, when there's a possibility of impurity, then there's impurity versus purity. Kamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel, utahartem mikol tumaisechem. You will be purified of all your impurities. So the term tahara, the term letahir, means to purify, which implies that there's something that requires purification. There's impurity, there's a tumah. Aval kishakuloi echod, whereas when there's only one and only oneness, ein shom bechinas cheshbonos rabim. There's no concept of many or multiple. Shehu ikar harava hatuma, which is the essence of all evil and impurity. We said that evil and impurity only begins when there's more than one, when there's many. And now Rabbeinu Zal makes a very deep statement. Ki hataro hu bechinas hamemutza bein hakodesh vahatuma. Because the term tahara, the term purity, is in between holy and impurity. The two extremes are there's holy, which kaviochel is Hashem, and even before anything came into existence, Hashem was in that state of holy. And then there's on the opposite end, there's tumah, there's impurity, and then between them, there's tohar, there's purity. She'al yodoi nistakein hatuma. Through tahara, tahara is what repairs and rectifies and purifies tuma. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, utahartem mikol tumoy seichem. You will be purified from all your impurity. We always say nothing is coincidence. About a half hour ago, I was in the car and I was listening to a shiur in Kitzer Shulchan Aruch that a rabbi was giving. And he was discussing, I believe it's Siman Kuf Tzadik Zayin in the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, which is the laws of Tahara, the laws of purity. And what that is referring to is after a person dies, when a person dies, which means they become Tameh, we know a dead body is one of the most powerful forms of impurity. There's a procedure called Tahara, whereby the Chevra Kadisha, the burial society, purifies this body to prepare it for entering into the next phase of its life, entering into the next world, preparing it for Tchiyas HaMeisim, etc. But note again how the term Tahara is used when there's Tumah in existence. And now Rabbeinu Zal compares this to something else. This concept of Kodesh, Tohor, Tomei, Rabbeinu Zal says, is similar to Vuhu Bechinas HaBechira. This is similar to the concept of free choice.
Am I blind?
Yes.
So this process of Tahara on the base, does it make the base no longer able to make a person Tame base? So what does the process actually Metahir?
The answer is it's Metahir the mace to the extent to prepare him, to prepare his soul for its next phase. The body is still retaining its ability to be Metame. However, the person's soul, the body is being cleansed physically, and the soul is being purified to prepare it for its elevation.
So this is like the last act that can happen of where the goof is actually affecting the neshama.
Correct. Correct. Okay, let's continue. Vehu bechinas ha-bechira. And this concept is similar to the concept of free choice. Shehu memutza bein shnei dvarim. Bechira, choice, is in between two sides, two extremes. To choose between A and B, good and bad. Vizeh ein shayich koidem habriya. And this concept of free choice of Bechira was not applicable in any way before creation. She'oz ha'yakulo yechod. Then there was only oneness. Ki be'echod ein shayach Bechira. Because in one, there's no concept of choosing. Shehu bechinas ha'tahara. We said again that Bechira is similar to the concept of tahara, purity, which is in between holy and impurity. And when Hashem actualized the creation, when He brought the creation from thought, from Hashem's mind, kaviyachol, into action, into becoming, going live, azay nishavet tekef bechinas hatahara. That's when the concept of purity came into existence. Because when Hashem took the creation from potential into actualization, now there are two things. Bechinas ho'echod, there's kaviyochol, the one, the oneness, which is Hashem, the habriya, and the creation, the worlds. V'oz shayich bechira. As soon as you have two, now there's a concept of choice. Shehu bechinas ha-tahara, which we said before, corresponds to the term tahara, purity. Shehu memutza bein ho-echod, which is in between. It's between the oneness, ki hu somuch lo'i, because purity is very close to holiness, va'adayin lo higia l'cheshbonos rabim, and it has not yet gone to the place of many, multiple, shehi hora v'hatuma, which we said represents evil and impurity, achuroshen the simen al ha'ishtalshelus. However, the tara, the term tara, is an indicator and a sign of the eventual evolvement sheyuchal lehishtalshel viagia ad sheyirav etuma, that it's possible for this to eventually evolve and lead into evil and impurity. V'al kein kosuv bazoyar, and this is why the Zohar HaKadosh tells us she'ikar achizas hatuma misikra desmola, that the main connection of tuma, of impurity, to holiness and to Hashem is from the left side. Ki hataro merameses sheyesh tuma, because as we just explained, we said that purity, the term purity, implies the existence of, or the potential of, tumah, impurity. V'hu simen sheyishtal shel ad sheyir tumah. And we said that the term purity is a sign that there's a possible eventual evolvement of tumah, of impurity. V'al kein efsher lezakech ulahalois hatumah letahara. And therefore, it's possible to purify and to elevate the tuma to tahara, to purity. Ki hi bi'atzmo nishtal shelo mitahara, because the Tumah itself was an extension of Tahara. K'moy shekosuv, as we quoted the pasuk earlier, Utahartem mikol tumoy seichem. You will be purified from all your impurity. Nimtza she'ikar achizas hatuma mibechinas hatahara. So therefore, again, we conclude that the connection of tuma is connected to Hashem and to holiness via tahara. Shehu bechinas habechira, which is the concept of free choice, which we said is also an intermediary between good and bad, free will, free choice. V'hatara hu bechinas smoil. And the term tara, purity, is associated with the left side. Bechinas Levi, the tribe of Levi, the Leviim. Kohen, we know, we've mentioned this many times in the past, Kohen is chesed, Levi is Gevura, Din, the left side. Bechinas v'tiharta es b'nei Levi. You will purify the Levian. V'Levi hu bechinas smol ki yadua. And we know that Levi is on the left side. V'alkein ikar achizas hatumo hu mebechinas smola. And this is why the main attachment of tuma is from the left side. Ki smol hu bechinas hatahara, because the left side symbolizes this purity, shemishom ikar achizas hatuma, which is where impurity is connected to, is attached to.
Rabbi, I have a question.
Go ahead. One moment. Better. Let me just finish the next paragraph, which finishes this thought, and then we'll break. Please. V'chol zeh, and all of this that we just mentioned, haynu b'chinas smoil, the left, b'chinas tara, purity, b'chinas habchira, free will, free choice, shemishom ikar hishtalshelus hatuma, which we said is what eventually leads to tuma, impurity, shehu hara, which is synonymous with evil, hahisnagdus, opposition, b'chinas sheker, falsehood, kol ze nimshach mebechinas achar habriya. All of this begins after creation. Achar sheyotzo habriya mikoyach alapoel. After Hashem already actualized the creation, He took it from His initial thought and made it happen. Sheoz hoyo kaviyochel shnei bechinois. At that point, there was a concept of two. Dahainu ho'echod, the original oneness, the habriya, and the product that Hashem created, the world, the creation. Nimtza she'ikar achizas hasheker shehi hatuma humachma sorichuk me'echod. So therefore, again, we conclude that the whole potential for sheker, for falsehood and lying and all of that, which is tuma, which is synonymous with impurity, is the result of moving away from oneness. Hainu mibechinas achar habriya, meaning it draws its power from after creation. Okay, now question, Morty.
Maybe I'm jumping the gun because maybe he'll answer in the future paragraphs, but two paragraphs ago, he said Kaidam Abriya, everything was good. It was Toiv, it was Echad, it was MS, it was Kulei Kaidesh. Why change that? What was the point of making the Briya?
Good question. The question is, if before creation everything was good, then why, if it ain't broke, why fix it? And it's obviously a very deep question, and I'm sure there's incredible depth to it. On a very simple, basic level, one of the things that the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us is that even though there was Hashem Echad and it was all good, still Hashem had a desire to be meitiv. Hashem, for Hashem, that wasn't good enough. Even though Hashem was kuloi toiv, And we know, for example, that Tikkuni Zohar tells us that the basic, the most basic name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is Bigimatria Tov. When you drop the zeros, Yud is 1, He is 5, is 6, plus Vav, another 6, is 12, and He is 5, gives us a total of 17, which is Toiv. And that's the Pasuk, Toiv Hashem Lakoil. Hashem is good, period. Even though Hashem was good, Hashem wanted more. Hashem wanted to be mative. Hashem wanted to share that good with someone, with something. And that's why Hashem went ahead and created, in order that kaviochel, Hashem should be able to share and give that good to others. That's one of the explanations that's given. Another explanation that's given is that the fact that one of Hashem's attributes is malchus, kingdom, and ein melech beloyam. You cannot, the attribute of malchus cannot really be fulfilled unless there's someone to rule over, unless there's someone who's accepting your authority over them. These are some of the, drop of the explanations that are given in the Sifrei Kabbalah as to why Hashem created. But I'm sure there's more and more. Sure.
Can I share a comment?
Please.
As you're speaking, I'm thinking about how that Hashem says that there must be a stirring below before there will be a stirring above.
Yes.
And then also we read, just like with Yosef HaTzadik, we read about how that the descent always comes before the ascent. Of course, Rabbi Nachman goes into this about the ladder and climbing the ladder. And then we also say in our Shachri prayers, who is a loving God like you who pardons or elevates intentional sin and overlooks even the outright rebellion of the remnant of his beloved inheritance, so that he takes that sin, that Torah, and then the Tame, and turns it into the Torah. He takes that evil and he turns it into the good so that we'll enter back into his oneness. Is this along the same lines?
Definitely. Meaning that could be, again, there's good and there's a higher level of good in a sense. Regarding the point that you made about that you can't have an awakening above without an awakening below, I just learned that recently in the second half of Likut Imran, chapter 4, where Rabbeinu Zal says that usually that's the case. But he says we know before creation, when it came to Hashem creating the world, that was an example of an awakening above without any awakening below, because there wasn't anybody in existence to make the awakening below. And Rabbeinu Zal there says, therefore we know that Hashem definitely can, if he chooses to. There he's talking about a person going out to work. And that one of the reasons why we go to work is because in order for Hashem to give his blessing, we have to show some initiative. But Rabbeinu Zal says there, we know that there are exceptions to that rule. That if Hashem wants, just as when it came to creation, he went ahead and did it without any awakening from below, so too, if he wants, he can do that now. And in fact, we're told that's the way it's going to be in the future. There's a pasuk that says, "Va'amdu zorim," strangers will rise up, others will rise up, and they will tend your vineyards and fields. Va'atem koyhane Hashem tikro, and you, the Jewish people, will be called a nation of priests. Why kohanim? Again, fitting in beautifully with what we learned here, because kohen is chesed, meaning that then Hashem will lead the world with pure chesed, and when there's pure chesed, there's no need for isarusa de lesata necessarily. It doesn't have to follow those normal rules. Okay.
In other words, like you call Yisrael, when they had sunk into the depths before freeing them from Mitzrayim, he had to do something, or all bets were off, so to speak. He had to redeem them or forget about it.
Exactly. He had to break the rules. Correct. Okay, let's continue now.
Thank you.
Sure. Now, phase 3 of this Torah. Rabbeinu Zal is going to speak about the topic of Hashkocha, the Hashkocha of Hashem, the supervision of Hashem, and how that plays a critical role in all of this. Because again, we said that when a person lies, he cannot be before the eyes of Hashem. Meaning, Hashem doesn't want to look at him, at that person. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, Val Yedei Hashgochas Hashem Yisborach, and through the supervision of Hashem, by Hashem looking at us and watching over us, Afilu Achar HaPa'ula, even after Hashem went ahead with creation, Shehoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikoyach Al HaPoyal, where He took the worlds and He took them from potential into actualization. He actualized the worlds. Kol Hadvorim Heim Ba'achdusoi Moi. When Hashem is looking at everything fully and properly, then everything is one with Hashem. The hora, whereas evil, yoinek mehashoras hahashgocha. Evil draws its power from the residue of Hashem's hashgocha, of Hashem's watching over us. Hainu me'achoyrei kaspe kayadua, as the Sifrei Kabbalah use the term, from over his shoulder. We know that when a person loves somebody, they like somebody, they want to look at that person, they want to see that person. And sometimes when a person wants to show how they don't like somebody that much, they put their head looking back over their shoulder like, you know, that's how much they care about the person, that kind of thing. So the Sifrei Kabbalah say that, again, when Hashem is pleased with us, when He's happy with us and everything, it's like the two kruvim in the Holy of Holies that were facing each other. They were looking at each other. That implied the divine unity above. That implied that the perfect connection between Hashem and the Jewish people. When chas v'shalom, when evil is prevalent, the evil draws its power when Hashem is not facing us, when there is not that solid hashgacha. Vehu rochoik me'echod, which implies far from oneness. Va'al yedei emes, and when we're honest, when we're truthful, hashgachas Hashem yisporach olav, we draw the hashgacha of Hashem upon us. We draw this divine providence. We draw Hashem looking upon us fully. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Einai benemnei oretz. Hashem says, my eyes are focused on the trustworthy ones of the world. Validei hasheker shehu hara, whereas when there's lies, when there's falsehood, which is evil, Meisir mimenu hashgochas Hashem Yisborach. The person removes from themselves the supervision of Hashem. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Doiver shkorim lo yikoin leneged einai. A person who speaks falsehood cannot be present before my eyes. Which means, Ve'ein chiyusoi elo me'achoyrei kaspo. And that person is only drawing his life, his energy, from over Hashem's shoulder, kaviyochel. Nimtza. Therefore, we conclude, mi shehu roitze sheyir achar hayeshus v'hapu'ula shehoitzi mikoyach al hapoyal sheyihye kula yechod. If a person wants to see to it that after creation, after everything came into existence, after there are the worlds, that everything should still be one, it shouldn't be two, it shouldn't be that there's Hashem and the creation, Hashem and the worlds, but rather if the person wants it to be all oneness, sheyihye av uben ke'echod, so that the father and the son, the child, should be like one, as it was originally kishohaya bekoyach, when the creation was in its potential state, when it was kavyochel in Hashem's mind, yishmoer atzmoy misheker. The person should guard himself, keep, stay far away from falsehood, from lying. Vayidezeh hashkochas Hashem yisborach olav. And through this, he draws Hashem's supervision upon himself fully. Vazai kula yechod. And then it's all oneness. When Hashem is looking at us solidly, and we are looking towards Hashem, then it's one. It's not two. It's one. As we say on Shabbos at Mincha, Ato echod, v'shimcho echod, umi kamcha Yisrael goy echod ba'aretz. That there is the possibility, even after creation, of it being all oneness. And that's through the elimination of Sheker. We know the Gemara says that Shabbos represents Emes. The Gemara says in the laws of Demai that even an Amoretz is afraid to lie on Shabbos. So Shabbos represents truth, honesty. Shabbos represents this Hashgacha of Hashem upon us in the fullest sense. And this is why the epitome of Shabbos is called Echod. It's one. And this is what Rabbi Akiva said, when you get to these pure marble stones, Shayish Tohor Hu Bechinas Achar HaPaula. The term pure stones refers to after creation. Shehu Yesh, when there is Yesh, there is somethingness. Va'oz Shayech Shem Tohor. And then the term pure has come into existence. Im tirtzeh shiyeh kemoi koidem hapula. If you want that, if you want to reach the same state of before creation, shehoya bekoyach, when it was in potential, sheyir av uben keechod, when father and son are one, because we know that before a child is born, where does the child originate from? The seed of the father. Where does the seed of the father originate from? The mind of the father. The seed originates in the brain. So before creation, father in the mind, in potential, father and son are one. V'zehu, this is why Rabbi Akiva said, Kishe'atem magim la'avnei. When you want to achieve, when you want to reach avnei, Shehu bechinas av uben kechoda. The word avne is av and bni, av and ben. Shehu bechinas koidem abriya, which was before creation. Shehoya bekoyach, when it was all in potential, in theory, in thought. Shehoya hakoil echod, everything was one then. Shayish toher, this pure marble. Hu bechinas achar hapula. Those two terms represent after creation. Shehu bechinas yeshus, when there is physicalness. Yeshus means substance. V'tahara, and purity. Im tirtzu lahagia shayish tohor lavnei. If you will want to elevate the state of after creation to where it was before creation, to that oneness, al toimru mayim mayim, don't say water, water. Don't be fooled in thinking that's water. Hu bechinas sheker. We said before that mayim mayim represents sheker. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, doiver shkorim lo yikoin leneged einai. Person who lies cannot be in front of my eyes. Kaidei sheker hu meisim eyolav hashkochas Hashem yisborach. Because by lying, a person removes from himself the eyes of Hashem, that direct supervision of Hashem. Vehu rochoik me'echod, and then that person is far from one. Achalidei emes, whereas by being honest and truthful, hashkochas Hashem yisborach olav, the person draws the supervision, the eyes of Hashem upon him. Validei hahashgocha kulo yechod, And when the that direct supervision of Hashem is on us, when Hashem is facing us and we are facing Hashem in that way, then it's all oneness, kemoi shehoya koidam abriya, as it was before creation. V'alkein, and it's for this reason that when the Torah speaks about the reward in the future world, schar olam haba, it refers to it as ayin loiroaso elokim zulasecha. No eye has seen it other than you, only you, Hashem. Because as we said earlier, we define the future world that there it's going to be all oneness. Then there won't be any other eye to see it, but rather only Hashem, only you, Hashem. There'll be only this oneness. The Omaros, now Rabbeinu Zal, when he gave this Torah, he said, Shegam boze yesh kusha, that there's a question regarding this. Ma she'yef shelohofen, which is impossible to understand. Kiim came because based on what we're saying here, Eich yeh chilu kaschar l'cholechot v'yechot v'madrigosoy. How in the world is there going to be separate, different reward for each and every individual person based on their level? And based upon how the person served and struggled to serve Hashem in this world. Because most definitely, in the end, all people will not be equal. They won't be the same. They won't all be on one level. And if we're defining it here as all oneness, how is it possible that there'll be differentiation between each and every person according to their level? There's a deep mystery in this, which is impossible to understand. V'hadvorim hatikim. And this is very deep. Reb Nachman Chirin Zal gives a little bit of an explanation of this, which Amietz Hashem will take up in the next shir. Let's just see if we can do the closing paragraph here for a moment. U'bishvil zeh hasheker mazik lo'inayim. And based on what we've learned in this Torah, we can understand why lying damages the eyes, the vision of a person. Because by lying, a person removes the eyes of Hashem from themselves. And thereby, they're causing a pigam, a defect to the eyes. Shehem b'chinas hashgocha, which are the supervision of Hashem. Ki hasheker nimshach meirichuk meyechol. Because as we said before, falsehood came into existence by a distancing from the oneness. Shemishom ikar achiza satuma. And it's from sheker that tuma, impurity, derives its power. Shehu hara, which is evil, shehu hasheker. And it's for this reason that when a person lies, he causes a defectiveness, a drop in this hashgacha. He removes the supervision of Hashem from himself. Because when Hashem's supervision upon us is perfect and it's whole, then everything is one. Achar abriya kamoi koidem abriya. After creation is just like before creation. And we said when a person lies, he's being poigem an echod, ki hasheker rochok miechod. We said before, truth is one, sheker is many. Sheker is distant from one. Al kein, therefore, mesalek hahashgoch al yidei hasheker. The person removes this supervision from Hashem through falsehood. Umafrit chas v'shon. And he causes a separation, a division, a break between Achar Abriya and Mikoidem Abriya, between after creation and before creation. Shemishom ikar achiza satuma. And that's what allows tuma, impurity, to be able to come into existence and to function. Avlali de emes. Whereas when there's complete honesty and truth, shubchinas kula yechod, which is all oneness, kula toiv, all good, ayideze mamshich Hashem Yisborach, hashgoch Hashem Yisborach, through that a person draws the divine providence, the supervision of Hashem, voz hakoil echod. Then it's all one, kialidei ha-hashgocha, nichlal achar abricha b'koidom abriya. Because through when this hashgoch of Hashem is perfect, then after creation becomes one with before creation. V'zehu omer b'yakiva kanal, upoze mekusher hamayim razeh heitev, tchilosoi b'soifoi, v'soifoi b'tchilosoi, v'chein b'amsusoi. By in this summary paragraph, he connected the beginning of the Torah with the end of the Torah, and the end with the beginning, v'chein b'mtzusai, and the middle also, v'chovein heitev, and understand this well. And Yitzhak Hashem, I hope in the next shiur, we'll review this as quickly as possible, and we'll try to go into the Parbrois L'Chochma's explanation of what's going to be in the future world, how it's oneness, and yet there's diversity. And also to try to touch on that chapter of Likutei Halachos in Hilchos Ribbis, Halacha Hei, Mitzvah Shem. Any questions before we close?
Sure.
Again, this is very deep. We should be zeicha to absorb it, understand it, and appreciate it on our level. And again, to fulfill the basic, there's certain, in every Torah, there's practical advice. There's the honesty and the drawing the hashgacha of Hashem upon us, etc. All the best.
Boy, it's
go ahead, I'm sorry.
It sounds like once you get less than 51 down, you're good to go.
Sure, sure.
Wow. Yeshakalach.
Sure. Have a wonderful week. All the best.
Yeah.